The following program contains strong language, sexual situations, and alcohol abuse. So, if you're easily offended, you may wish to consider listening to anything but Slater's podcast. Viewer discretion advised.
Everything I say is not serious all the time.
Just because I'm going to say his name. Say his name! Okay.
The white monster.
Today I'm sitting with a white monster. And his name is Isaac Gartenberg.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. I never get the names right. So this is really exciting for me. I had Zed, whatever the hell.
Oh, Zed?
Yeah. I had him last time.
So you had like a full conversation. You still can't do the name.
Exactly.
That's good.
I just called him Zorro by the end of it. It was
That's
really
pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
He's a legend.
It is what it is. Little puss in boots. but I'm with Isaac Gartenberg.
True.
Nailed it. He's a fellow New York City-based comic. I haven't really seen that much of his stuff, so we'll see. We'll see if he's a funny guy or not. No, you are. I like you as a person in general, too.
You saw me have one bad... Actually, you left before I had a bad set. Never mind. I had a great set. One of the best sets in New York at Hell Yeah. One of the best sets anyone's ever had at a comedy show.
Oh, yeah. That's the last time I saw you.
Yeah.
I forgot. Hell Yeah Comedy. Where did they have that? I was there.
You were there.
Yeah,
you were on the show.
But where is it? I'm trying to plug it for Billy. I just had him on the other week.
Citizens of Soho.
Oh, okay.
Coffee shop.
Yeah, so any New York people that listen to this, head on down to Soho. So you had the best set ever there?
No, but I'm going to change the history. I'm changing the narrative. I'm taking control.
You're rewriting it.
Yeah.
Like an American textbook.
I wish, yeah.
That's good. Just write whatever you saw from your perspective.
I crushed it.
Which means you're the best.
The crowd were idiots.
America. Yeah. They weren't from America.
No,
so
they really
had
weren't.
No idea. Oh my gosh. They were interesting.
Yeah.
It's coming back to me now. They were an interesting crew. I recorded in the back because now I'm just on this thing where I record everywhere, every time, no matter the stakes.
Right.
Because sometimes when I don't and it's like a small crowd.
Oh, then something good.
Something pops off. And then you're like, dude, it's always like you do the best when no one's looking.
Yeah.
Like, but in that case, everyone was looking. I just needed a camera.
Yeah.
But, the time before that, I saw you on the street. And then the time before that, was that St. Pete?
Florida, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. We had a really good time. I forgot what that thing was called, too. Coastal something?
Sunshine Comedy Festival.
It was Coastal Creative.
Part
yeah,
of it, yeah,
okay, okay. That was a good time.
That was a good one.
That was
awesome.
Were you on the beach at late night? Like one of the nights?
One of the nights.
Where we got like yelled at by the security guard with
the
flashlight?
Oh, no, I was at the bar.
Oh, like a normal person.
Yeah.
No, we went out like on the beach.
Oh, you went and they yelled at you?
Like it was spring break in 2010 and we're all just like drinking on the beach. And the security guard of the hotel that we're all staying at, God bless their souls, came out with a flashlight and was like, what are you guys doing? You guys are loud. And we're like, this is like a public space, dude. And you had a fucking laser out there. Being loud as shit.
Oh, I thought you said he had a laser.
Oh my God,
like you're like pointing a gun.
And then we all just started playing laser tag. It was wild. No, fucking Uncle Laser was out there loud as shit. And it was just not good. And then I thought we were going to get kicked out, but we didn't.
No one else was really staying there. They couldn't really.
Yeah, we honestly boosted the whole economy of that hotel that weekend. Yeah. So Isaac's drinking water today. He is also drinking a Monster Zero Sugar energy drink, which is that good?
It is delicious.
Have you had it before?
I've never had this flavor before, but it's fantastic.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah,
are you just saying that?
No, it really tastes really good. It's going to power me through the night.
Okay, good.
No one's going to be able to stop me.
Do you normally drink energy drinks or not really?
Once in a while, I'll have a Red Bull Zero Sugar.
Oh, so Monster Zero Sugar. Let's see how this fares.
Yeah, I mean, this is like twice the size, I think.
Really? Oh, because it's got girth.
Yeah, this is a big can.
Yeah, that's all they had at the bodega.
No, this is perfect. I'm gonna fight small school children after I crush it.
Yeah. I was going to say, I'm not going to say it. Not going to say it because we're recording now. White Monster.
I am the White Monster.
But I've never, I don't really drink energy drinks at all. So I was curious.
And Me neither.
Now I'm just going to get you fucking
I'm hooked.
Revved up for these fucking this show that you're doing after this, which is going to be hilarious. And you're going to talk a mile a minute. Everyone's going to think you're on coke.
Which is kind of the vibe I've been trying to curate and cultivate, so I'm happy with that.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So he's off the liquids, but he's doing a ton of blow.
Just cocaine.
Yeah, just up the nose and not in the mouth. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Why'd you stop? why are you sober, bitch?
you know, just for fun.
Just for shitting.
No,
kids.
Just because I had no other option left to me.
Really?
Well, I don't know. I just was
you got
drinking.
That bad?
Nah, it would have been fine. I was just drinking a lot, and I was like, well, it's easier to not drink.
Yeah.
But this isn't exciting. No one wants to hear about this.
It's easier to not. No, I'm very intrigued. Fuck the listeners. I don't care about you guys. I want to know why my good
buddy Isaac.
I don't know.
I was just drinking a lot.
Stop
just
drinking. And I'm going to drink to that.
I was just drinking all the time. And then I started comedy and I was always in bars and I was always drinking more. I'm like, yep. Well, you know.
You're like, I got to stop going to these watering holes.
Literally. I'm like, I'm just going to stop.
Overhydrating. Okay. I see the point. It's pretty much the same story as anyone who stops drinking.
Yeah.
I was trying to, and then I have this pod, so I was like, well.
Well, you can't give up the podcast.
My hands are tied.
When I saw this for the first time, I was like, damn, I wish I still drank, because this would have been a lot of fun.
It's still going to be fun.
Oh, it's still going to be fun.
You're going to be hyped up on Mountain Dew.
I'm
going
to be jacked up.
That's crazy. Okay, so the longest streak that I had for not drinking is, I think, 9 days, and it was a dry January situation like 10 years ago.
So dry January, you made it through almost a third of the month.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, at the week point, I threw a party.
Yeah. I did like Sober October one time in 2019.
And how'd that go for you?
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sober October. I hate when they just make names for months to
you
like
do it
get
for
healthy.
Every month,
yeah. I'm like, you don't have to. But I do it. So I'm like, oh, I have to wait until everybody else is doing it.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was trying to do.
And then I'll do it better because then you have support. It's like an invisible, like, communal vibe.
And it helps you get through 9 days.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Oh, it's so bad. I can't. How long has it been now?
Like 2.5 years. Like,
2.5 years?
Yeah.
Holy shit. I thought this was like 2 months.
No, I haven't drank in a while.
Wow.
Yeah.
You look great.
Thank you. It truly is mostly from the alcohol, and also I run a little now.
Oh my, yeah, you do run. Are you training for something?
No, just if I have to escape danger, I want to be prepared.
Running from my problems. Wow, I thought you were, when we ran into you, that you were training for like a marathon or something.
Oh, I did a Spartan race, but I didn't really train for it.
Oh, how'd that go? It happened?
It happened. I finished it.
Yeah?
I signed up for another one.
Okay.
And I might sign up for one more.
Where was it?
The one I did was at Citi Field.
Oh, okay.
It was hard. It was like...
Was it like a Tough Mudder kind of vibe?
It's similar to that kind of thing.
So
yeah,
it's so not
it's
just like, a run.
No, it's like lifting heavy shit and crawl and climb and... I mean, I'm completely jacked. Oh, the mic's in the way. I'm completely jacked. They're not a big deal for me, but...
Yeah, I'm intimidated. There's not a lot of space on this side.
Yeah, no, you're trapped.
I am. Between you and Rick.
Yeah.
Between the Rock and a hard place.
I like the Rock and the Rick.
Yeah, the Rock and the Rick. Rick and Morty.
I like that, too.
So did you place or like what?
No.
You just get a participation trophy.
I just went faster than most of my friends, and then.
So that was enough of a win.
My
for
body
you.
Was completely.
Do
destroyed
your friends drink? I'm sure there's a correlation.
Oh, they drink.
Yeah,
but they're also stronger than me. So
really,
yeah,
I think not drinking is really strong.
Thank you.
It's probably the strongest thing I've ever heard anyone do.
Yeah, mentally, but physically, they could destroy me if they tried, but.
You know what I'm actually doing a pretty good job on? Let me boast about myself.
Brag.
This is day 5 of no Zins.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
I'm coming up, not to brag even more, 3 years of no nicotine in 10 days.
You're my future. Yeah, I'm going to be you when I grow up.
The Zin, that one looks like the best one.
I know. It really
probably tastes really good.
It
huh?
is. It's so good. But like honestly, there's a they're called On.
Oh yeah.
And those are the best. It goes like On Zin.
Why is
fucking
it
Rogue.
Why is On
other
better?
Gross shit. And then I'm just dipping. no, I don't do that. I hate it. So gross. The ons are just like the highest milligram.
Okay.
So you get the best buzz. Yeah. And they're the smallest like pouch. So like if you have it in your mouth, it's, you can't like see it.
Oh, you could.
Because like that is like so unattractive.
Yeah, you could go covert with it.
Yeah. And I'm like, I can't just be like ripping thins hammered. I'm like, oh, no, God, how's it going? Like that's not cute.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm just like, I don't want people to know my vices like as soon as they meet me.
Yeah.
Like,
I got out before that started.
I got out. Escaped.
On vape. I was just like ripping vapes till like 5 a.m. every night.
Really?
It was so stupid.
I'm shocked that I don't vape.
You never did?
I've never vaped. I don't like it's just it doesn't.
Went straight to Zyn.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Isn't it very weird?
Yeah.
It's insane.
It's insane.
I don't get it at all. I don't know how that happened. Because like the nicotine pouches in general are supposed to be like to take you off.
Yeah, but that's just a lie that they say so they could sell it to
people. It got me on. Yeah. It did the exact opposite.
But that's the same with vaping.
Yeah.
They say it's to get you off, but it's just to get you on. It really is.
It's going to get you off on sideways. It's going to fuck you up either way. No matter the direction you're going, it's going to be bad news for you.
It's over.
That sucks. Ugh, whatever. 5 days, though. 5 days.
5 days is great.
Yeah, I want a chip.
Yeah, I mean.
Do you get them? Do you go to AA?
No, I just
like, how bad of a problem was it?
I just read a book and I stopped drinking.
Really? What was it? Million Little Pieces? You ever read that one?
No, but my mom did. Anyway. Yeah, it's fake. Right?
Yeah. Oprah called him out.
Didn't Oprah also?
Because she had him on.
Yeah, so yeah. She destroyed
and then she's
him.
Like, I got to retract this and then have Tom Cruise jump on my couch to make people forget.
Is that what happened?
Tom Cruise? It was the same timeline.
Wow.
Yeah.
Big Oprah fan?
Fun fact. I'm pretty sure it's a fact, but I definitely made it up.
Oh, what? Are you a big Oprah fan?
No. Oh. My mom was, though.
Yeah, everyone's
I feel like, yeah, everyone's mom was. It was on at, like, 4 weekdays.
Cooking or whatever. Yeah. Oprah's on.
Yeah, my mom was just, she wasn't cooking. I think the best thing my mom ever made was, like, Kraft mac and cheese.
Well, that's pretty good, though.
Yeah, which is crazy, because she's Italian. So I was like, what's happening?
So she didn't make, like,
she didn't make anything.
Pasta?
No. I had cereal a lot. Breakfast for dinner. Remember those days?
Yeah.
I was like, I love this. And now I'm like a full-blown adult and supposed to be responsible. And I have breakfast for dinner.
Cereal?
Like, all the time. Yeah.
What's your go-to cereal?
So that was something I cut out. I used to be a huge cereal head.
Okay. That's dangerous.
And I know a lot of sugar. Lot of milk and but my bones were strong. I cut it out maybe like 3 years ago because I like, yeah, it's so stupid because I'm like, my body's a temple, and then I'm just drinking still and doing extracurriculars, and then I'm like, no, but Lucky Charms is where I draw the line.
Which you've had no cereal or very little?
I haven't had any like of the cereal, like your classic, you know, Reese Puffs, Cinnamon Toast, the cereal that you want to eat cereal for.
Yeah.
Like, I have, like, this, like, keto friendly.
Like Magic Spoon or whatever?
No. Fuck Magic Spoon.
Oh, no good?
Fuck Magic Spoon. I tried it. It tastes like cardboard, dude.
Really?
And it's so expensive, and the boxes are so small. It was not a good experience.
We have a different one.
But I did try to do that. Now I do, it's called, like, Purely Elizabeth or something, and she's, like, this very, organic, but legit organic, because you got to be careful.
Yeah.
You know? And
stay safe.
Yeah, yeah. Look at the label. See what's inside. But she makes this, like, keto cereal, and that's the only thing I've had for the last, like, 3 years.
It's impressive.
I've eaten other things.
Yeah, but not for dinner.
Yeah, yeah. I have keto cereal for dinner every night. Well, cheers to that. Jeez. I have to go around because I'm going to hit your hand.
The mic.
I don't, like, do that. It looks like a superstition.
I like that.
Yeah, Lil Jon is a proud sponsor of Shotcast.
This is a delicious drink. I have to.
Is it? Honest.
Yeah, it's really good.
Okay, I'm happy for you. I'm glad that's happening. Oh my god! Wow, you really filled it to the brim.
Well, that was more.
You know, you
of
can
an
have
accident.
It from the can too. You don't have to keep micro dosing your monster.
I got to do it from the shot glass. I really want to be immersed in the culture that I've left behind. I want to kind of rediscover myself through the Shotcast.
Yeah, is it like a tick?
Yeah.
You're just like, oh, I miss this.
When I first stopped drinking, I remember at the bar where I do my show, because I used to drink there, they would, they were like, all right, we'll do shots of coffee. And we just like rip shots of like,
really? Like espresso?
But like cold, it was like cold because they used it for like cocktails and stuff. But yeah, we just rip shots of that. Yeah, it was disgusting.
Nice. Yeah. I can't do, I'm allergic to vodka, so I can't do the espresso martinis.
Wow.
But it looks like a great time.
What happens if you drink vodka?
My face like swells up and gets like red and purple, and I like can't really breathe.
Oh, you're like that, like yeah, oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, I found that out on New Year's Eve, like 2019 or something, 2018.
Did you drink vodka before then?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it was like a later in life developed allergy, which you always think is like bullshit. And you hear about it and you're like, nah. If you can't, if you had that your whole life and then at 25 you can't, all of a sudden that's bullshit. But yeah, no, it happens.
But
it
especially happens. Vodka, I mean, that's crazy.
I know, it's very weird. I don't know why, but. I think it started to, like, manifest in college because I would have the worst fucking hangovers ever. And I was like, oh, it's because I'm a fucking degenerate.
Yeah.
And I'm drinking insane amounts on, like, no food and, like, just being a ratchet hoe.
Right.
And all my friends were doing the same. But, like, every day the next day they would make fun of me because I'd be throwing up for, like, the whole day. Like, bile. Like, just, like, constantly throwing up. Yeah. And they're like, you're such a pussy. And then turns out.
Yeah.
I was allergic.
It's a medical condition. Don't make fun of me.
Yeah, yeah. But I feel like such a fucking loser saying that shit. Like, I feel like anytime I'm like, yeah, I'm allergic to vodka, people are either like, one, you're lying and you're just a little bitch. Yeah. Or two, like, that's kind of like when someone has asthma and they're like, I need my inhaler. And you're just like, all right, we fucking get it.
Grow up.
Yeah. Get it together.
But you could drink tequila still.
Yeah.
That's good. That's really the main one.
Yeah, but tequila gets me in trouble, man.
It all does. It's all
good. That's true. All of it's bad.
No, it's all good.
I don't make good decisions when I drink. I'm gonna stop. I'm gonna join a monastery. I'm gonna become a monk after talking to Isaac, and I'm just gonna be straight edge and see.
You should buzz your head and be a monk.
You think so?
Yeah, I was just checking.
Can I do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I would look like
Well, you keep that one long strand just going down and the rest is shaved.
It's like the Rugrats doll, fucking Cynthia or whatever.
Yeah, whatever her name. Angelica's doll,
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
that's gonna
be good luck.
That'd be good in the summer, man.
You'd be cool.
Hot.
You wouldn't be sweaty.
It's just the one piece. They'd be like, who the fuck is this freak? Alfalfa, like, backwards.
You'd fit in Brooklyn well.
Is it? Oh no, you're in Lower East Side. I was gonna say, is that where you live?
No, I would never.
I lived in Brooklyn for a little bit.
Why?
It wasn't by choice.
There you go. You're forced.
It was not pro choice.
Yeah.
It was. I had to do it. I lived in Williamsburg too, which is
that's not bad.
It's close
to Manhattan.
Yeah. There's still some of my friends who live over yonder. Ugh. But I'll run across the bridge and meet them up, and then I cancel out that run with a beer. I really do have a drinking problem,
no,
I think. I should probably.
I've run over that bridge, too.
Yeah.
And then I
cross that bridge when you get to it.
Exactly. I had pancakes on the other side, so we have similar problems.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's cute. Have you done the marathon, by the way?
No. Marathon? The most I've ever run is like 3 miles, like a 5K.
Really?
Yeah.
I see you as a 10K.
Here's the thing. I keep making progress, and then I hurt myself or something. I have to start over.
What is it, the knee?
Well, my knees hurt a lot, but I was roughhousing with a small boy, and I hurt my back. So it's been a week.
I don't think you should ever say that sentence out loud again.
It was platonic.
I was roughhousing with a small boy.
Platonically and consensually, I'd have everyone know.
Oh, you're consensually wrestling?
Yeah, just,
That's good.
Roughhousing, messing about, mucking around. And
where?
New Jersey.
This is getting worse. Public? In public?
In a family's backyard.
Private.
A private muckabout.
Were there people throwing money at you?
No one was even looking, really. It happened in secret.
It wasn't a... It was a cockfight.
Yeah. Well, he's a small boy, so I won't say that. But
oh my God!
Yeah.
Who was this poor victim?
I was the victim. I got hurt. He was fine. I'm the victim. He was my cousin.
It was. It was him.
It was
it's
my
okay.
Cousin.
This is a safe space.
He hurt me.
Go ahead. This
Purposely.
Is. You go to therapy.
No.
Me neither. I don't believe in it. But I support
I just
people.
Drink energy drinks at bars and ask the bartenders to help me.
Yeah. I know we're in a very, like, therapy's cool, nah, like, vibe, but, like, I'm just not down. No. I respect it. I just don't like it for me. You yeah. know?
If you want to go talk to a woman in Brooklyn and pay her for that, you could do that.
Because I think about, exactly, I think about my friends that I knew in college who became pharmacists. Like, not therapists, because that would be bad. But one of them did become a drug counselor. And
they're about to say dealer.
She's a professional dealer. Yeah, a lot of degrees. She was a drug counselor and is, like, that friend in the group of, like, college friends that was always, like, what do you need? Like, and or, like, on Molly or, like, doing K and just, like, candy flipping around all these music festivals. And I was just, like... You're a drug counselor? So then I think about people who are therapists, and I'm like, you're probably just as big as a fuck-up as yeah. I am, but you read some books, and mm-hmm. you studied, and I give you credit. I know I'm shitting on you, but, like, fuck off. Like,
I agree.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I know you're going to go tell your little friends. You're definitely going to say something to someone. That, yeah. like, confidentiality shit, don't, bullshit. No, that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Because so if someone told me crazy shit, you'd be telling like, people. But this I won't. Go ahead, open up. What were you going to say?
I don't remember.
Dude.
I was talking about a small boy again. But
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, that's...
I think we moved on from him.
Tiny Tim.
Yeah.
Love that guy.
Yeah, my cousin Tiny Tim.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He's a good kid.
You have family in Jersey then.
I'm from New Jersey.
Oh, sorry for your loss.
The great what, state of, let's be clear.
The great state of what? America?
New Jersey.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to rank the state.
Oh, well,
something.
New Jersey is a top 10 state.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
On what list?
Best?
The best.
Yeah, it's top 10 on the best.
Why is it the best? Billy was arguing this a couple weeks
ago. Oh, Billy the Hawk Hockman, close personal friend yeah. of mine. Thanks for having him on the program, warming it up for me. Yeah. He's from New Jersey, too.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah. We compared helps. The state bird. We got weird with it.
Oh, we got the goldfinch.
Yeah. Did you know that?
Yeah, New Jersey's the goldfinch.
Oh, my God. How did you just know?
I just remember things about my home state.
Yeah, otherwise you were going to get taken to a backyard.
Yeah.
That's why.
I'd be the small boy in that yeah. case. Someone else would roughhouse me.
Fucking goldfinch. Don't touch me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. Okay, New York. Do you know what New York says?
No, because it don't matter. Pride okay. the pigeon. What is it?
No, that's what I said. That's funny. No, I don't know what it's called, but it's like a blue, white, and orange little fucker.
It's the New York Mets logo.
Yeah,
we're
that's
about.
What also what I said.
What the hell?
It's almost like you listen to the pod,
but
you don't. Isaac's like, yeah, I'll come on. Never fucking listen to anything.
You
I
know,
don't
I usually
either.
Do.
I don't either.
Before I go on,
you
I usually
prep,
do.
You do your homework.
Well, I just like to know what I'm getting into, but I...
Well, this is pretty straightforward.
Yeah, yeah, shots and casts.
Yeah, you're like, she's not going to bring any heated topics to the table.
But you brought up New Jersey not being the best, which is close to my heart, so...
Yeah, that's true.
Kind of rude.
Okay, so if you had to live in one place for the rest of your life, would it be Jersey? Colombia.
The country?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. We're going state country. Yeah. This is a made up thing. It doesn't fucking matter.
Okay.
Nothing's real.
This is not binding?
This is not binding.
Okay.
We're going to ship you there after. I have a connection with Jeff Bezos. We're going to overnight deliver you.
That wouldn't bother me.
Yeah. Or Antarctica.
I mean,
yeah,
you made
I went
it really
state country
easy.
Confident. Continent. Are you confident in your answer?
Here's the thing.
Easy?
Antarctica, I would love to live there, but I don't get along with penguins. We have a sordid past.
Why? Why? Did you fucking throw a rock at one at the zoo?
I would never. They threw a rock at me.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah. Penguins, they just make a lot of noise, a lot of yapping. I wouldn't be able to sleep.
Really? You never saw Happy Feet then?
I love Happy Feet. I'm doing Happy Feet under the table.
I love Happy Feet, but I hate penguins.
Yeah,
do you
yeah.
know what Happy Feet is?
Oh, yeah, yeah. A beautiful story.
You know that there's penguins in it?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay.
It's all penguins.
All right.
Some people.
All right. Yeah, there are some people.
At the end, you remember?
We don't care about them.
That's true.
What happened at the end? I don't remember.
They
spoiler
really...
alert.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to ruin it for the viewers
the
out there.
The classic film.
It is a classic
Happy
film.
Happy Feet. How's it end? I forgot.
I think he got taken to a zoo and then he got freed, if I remember correctly.
So it's just Madagascar, but like the cold version?
Yeah, it's cold. It's cold Madagascar. That's pretty good.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. I watched it, but I forgot.
But New Jersey out of those three.
But why are you patterned past with penguins? I'm intrigued. What happened? You just really don't like them, or you're just fucking around?
I'm just fucking around.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to get your sense of humor. It's
oh, no, I was just kidding. I love penguins. They're actually one of the coolest birds. They're flightless, and they're birds. That's amazing. What a use. You might as well be a mammal at that point if you can't fly.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's weird. They have, like, they're a bird without wings.
I know, but they are, like...
But they swim.
They swim.
And they dive like crazy.
That's true. They fly through the water.
Yeah.
And honestly, their bodies are kind of the perfect standard for male bodies right now in our society, which I kind of like.
Not that they're in a tux, but just that they're
little
fat.
Arms, big bellies.
Just dad bod penguins.
Yeah, that's what I'm going for. I look up to them in that
That's
way.
What you're going for, Mr. I fucking don't put anything harmful in my body anymore and run all the time and be a Spartan.
Hey, I was mainlining, what's it called? Granola. I thought it was good for you. I started eating it. It is all sugar, but let me tell you, it's delicious. I was just...
Yeah, granola.
Straight to the dome.
Tits.
Straight to the dome.
I love granola. The Purely Elizabeth, she started with granola, then she went to the cereal that I was talking about.
Is her granola good?
Her granola is so good.
I
love Elizabeth's granola.
I'm honestly.
Sounds so sexual.
No, I like her granola.
Yo, you try her granola, though?
I'm into it.
Yeah, it's good.
I love a woman with granola.
It's really good, but it's so expensive, as is anything that's like a
not
thing that's good for you.
Yeah.
Such bullshit, man. They like.
I'm just going to stick to my Monster Energy drink.
Yeah, because that's good for you. If that's your only, like, one of your few vices that you ingest, that's pretty good.
Yeah, well, I do it very rarely. The last time I had Monster, I was in Texas in March. Yeah. I had a Red Bull there, not a Monster.
What'd you do in Texas?
Stand-up comedy.
Yeah, Isaac's a comic. I don't know if I mentioned that before.
Yeah.
Where were you? Because I was just in Texas for the first time.
Where were you?
I'm just pre-doing this because I was thirsty. But
well,
we're doing
me too.
It. You forget about it.
I forgot completely.
And then it's just Little John in your ear. That's
Do
how
they
I want to go,
also?
Dove. Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, it's
that's
great.
Cool.
It's great. Technology.
Yeah. Can't live without
Rick
it.
Rick and STEM. It's crazy.
Rick and STEM. That's good. That took me a second.
Yeah, I'm a slow burn.
Yeah. What'd you do to Texas or in Texas?
What'd you do to Texas?
What'd you do to him?
What happened down there? Where did you touch Texas? Show us on the doll. I went to Houston.
How was it?
It was good. It was good. We were at the improv there.
I think Zorro's from there.
Yeah. We talked about that. So Zorro is from there, and so is the OG Zorro. Yeah. You ever see the origin story of Zorro?
I thought he was from Mexico.
No. Close.
Very close.
Yeah. Have you been to Mexico?
Yes.
Yeah.
What kind of question
Check.
Is that?
Anyway.
I'm a very accomplished traveler.
Really?
I've never been to Houston, though.
You've never been to Houston, but you're an accomplished traveler. So you've been to Mexico. Where else?
I've been to most of the states of this great nation of America.
Oh, okay. So traveling, not international.
International, too. But not as much. Italy.
Italy, I have yet
Portugal.
To go to. Portugal's, squeeze me. Dope.
Bless you.
I love Portugal.
I've been to a few little towns. Costa Rica.
Me, too. Costa Rica was, like, one of my favorites.
They got monkeys there.
So many.
Yeah.
I fucking love monkeys.
Would you ever have a pet monkey?
No.
Okay.
Actually, I don't know. I might up until it gets aggressive and then wants to kill you.
I was going
to
say, they're good at the beginning. They're like, they seem like the best pet, and then one day they flip and they'll try
to
kill you.
Yeah, and then
they
eat your face off.
Yeah, but until then, I mean.
But how do you know when that day comes? Is there like a certain time? I assume it's probably like there's a range in the year.
I think you put a doll that's like kind of an effigy of you in the cage. When it gets aggressive to that first, then you know it's time to get rid of it.
Yeah, but people don't usually have them in like cages when they have them as a pet. They kind of treat it like a family member, and they have him like walking around with them, fucking hanging out. Well, in
if you're lucky, it'll evolve into a full person before that happens.
Yeah, it'll reverse evolution walk.
Yeah,
that'll be interesting.
Yeah, I think that's the goal if you have a monkey, is for it to gain full sentience.
Yeah, that's kind of like Ex Machina, but like...
Oh, that's a good movie.
Ex Monkina.
That's pretty good.
That is a good movie. You've seen it? A lot of people have it. Oh, that's I was shocked by it. It's like definitely my top 10 favorite films, I believe.
Much like New Jersey is to me. I get it.
Yeah, because it's the best.
It's the best.
Yeah, actually, Ex Machina was filmed in Jersey, parts of it.
Like, everything good in this world, it comes from New Jersey.
Did you know that?
I didn't, but it makes sense why I felt such...
that's not fucking true.
Oh, what the hell?
I should have just let you live in that fake world.
I would have been talking about it for months.
I know, and then I was like, oh, he's going to get shit on. I feel bad.
Where is it filmed? Do you know?
I don't know.
Could have been New Jersey, then.
It looked like a, I don't know, like a desolate island somewhere, like New Zealand and... something like that. I don't know.
They're not filming in New Zealand.
New Zealand's a hotspot for film. What do you mean? I'm a cinephile. Test me, baby. Let's see.
Is that true?
Machina. Yeah. I went to school for film originally.
What do you mean by originally?
I started with art, and then I switched to film. And then I, like, my senior year, they had me do, like, a dual major because it was, like, on the cusp of media and content, like everything is now today. So they're like, you have to do film and media study. And I was like, okay.
So. You changed your major senior year?
No, they just, like, added on an extra media word. Because, like, film apparently wasn't good enough for Buffalo anymore.
You went to Buffalo?
Yeah.
Which one?
University.
Nice. So, yeah, yeah. I went to Binghamton. I know all
did
about
you?
That. Yeah.
My dad went there. Look at
Bearcats.
Oh, my God.
Mr. H.
Mr. H.
Hit me up. What dorm was he in?
He only went for one semester.
Damn it.
And then he dropped out because he knew he needed structure and joined the Army.
America?
America.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. No, he joined a different one. Okay, so wait. Ex Machina was, most of them were filmed in Norway.
Okay. Well,
that's pretty dope.
That's like Nor Jersey.
I've never been in Norwood.
That's a street by me.
Nice. I know. I do research on all my guests. Extensive research. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I met your mom. She's a nice lady.
Nice lady.
Dorothy Mantooth is a saint. You know what that's from?
Is that feels like it's from Step Brothers, but I don't think it is.
No, but Will Ferrell is in it. It was said by Vince Vaughn. Anchorman.
Mm.
I just
rewatched that.
That's my number one movie.
Well, I think I rewatched half of it.
Even the guy who didn't know what pants were said something. Steve Carell.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you get them at the toilet store? Yeah, dude, I could quote that movie all day. I forget
things very quickly.
So do I, but like, it's my short term that sucks. My long term is pretty good.
I remembered Happy Feet, so that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That was in the deep recesses of my mind. Somewhere.
Yeah. it'd be weird if you're like, oh, yeah, what am I doing tonight?
I watched it with a small boy after we roughhoused.
You know what your reward is? We're going to go inside. We're going to watch Happy Feet. Maybe you'll learn a thing or two.
Yeah. Make my feet happy.
Oh, God. I'm kind of scared. Why? How old are you?
I'll be 28 in a couple weeks.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I thought you were much older.
Thank you. I take that as
not
a compliment.
Not looks-wise. Yeah.
No, because maturity of my maturity. Wise.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't drink anymore. Everyone thinks I'm quite old.
Wow, yeah. So you stopped drinking at like 25 then.
24, or 25,
yeah.
Like that,
I was like, well, I know. No, that's not what my Google research said.
Yeah, no, I mean, honestly, you might know better than me.
That's crazy. Wow. 25 was like the peak of me using and abusing.
It was literally my peak. So.
Oh, so instead of taking...
I didn't like...
Instead of doubling down and spiraling like me, you took the high road.
Wow.
Good for you.
I just stopped.
Yeah. No, that's good. You're going to look good forever, too, because I feel like drinking all that definitely has a hold, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like that might be a thing, scientifically speaking.
I don't know. As long as you like run. If you run over to Brooklyn, you're all good.
Yeah, I don't know. It's all about, like, balance, you know? Like, if I'm on a bender for a while, then I'll be on, like, a health bender.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like, oh, my God, this is so boring. I hate this. It sucks. But I got to do it. I'm like, who's stronger? You or the Zins?
Yeah.
you are the Zins.
It's the Zins.
I'm like, I'm strong.
Oh, you.
Yeah. Dude, I was also like trying to like formulate a balancing act with Zins. And I was like, okay. I didn't do them all this week, like weekdays. Maybe I can just save them for the weekend. But I'm like, no.
You can't do it.
Yeah, yeah. You can't dip a toe. You're going to jump in.
Yeah, yeah. I almost had one the other day just because no one ever offered me one.
A Zen?
Yeah, someone offered me one for the first time.
Oh my gosh. A man after my own heart. And what happened?
I was about to take it. I'm like, that would be crazy if I just took this right now. It would really.
You would, and it would have honestly fucking sucked because the first time I ever had any like nicotine pouch, I got super nauseous.
I was going to say, probably would have been sick too.
Got really sick. Yeah.
I did I dipped like twice in my life, maybe three times. The first time I did it, I was like out. We're at my friend's grandma's house. I was just laying on his couch for hours.
It's always at your friend's grandma's, isn't it? You're on like a fucking plastic covered couch.
Yeah, I'm like sliding off.
What am I doing with my life?
My head was spinning. It was no good.
And then fucking Esther comes out of the kitchen. Do you need anything? Water? Oh, takes her little fucking stair chair up the...
Grandma wasn't home.
Grandma doesn't know.
She found out.
She did.
Someone...
At church?
Purchased in a... Well, we're Jewish, but someone...
at the synagogue?
Yeah. No, someone purchased an adult film on her TV while we were hanging out there.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, it was a whole thing.
When was this? Like last week?
Yeah. No, this was like in college.
Oh, so still more reason than I anticipated. I thought it was like you guys did that when you were like teenagers in high school.
No, we were probably like...
No, we were Binghamton undergrads.
Yeah, we were like 20 years old.
And my bro's grandma's.
Yeah. Well, because she wasn't
just
there.
Just jerking off on plastic furniture.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that happened.
Wait, so what happened? Who ordered it?
We were just like hanging out and someone...
Dude, God, yeah, go.
No, we weren't doing anything. Someone just like literally, everyone
was
an
annual circle jerk.
No. Crescent. But we were all, we weren't even in the room with the TV. Just one person was there and he just bought it. And then he said it was an accident and he thought it was going to ask him again to confirm it. But he just bought it. And that's how their mom and grandma and everyone found out we were just like partying at her house while she was gone.
So no one ever watched it?
That's what the legend says.
What a waste of money.
He might have watched it.
He definitely had to. If you buy it, it's you have it forever. It's not like...
I think it was a rental. I don't think
it was
a
forever thing.
Yeah,
because rental is like you usually have 48 hours and then it expires.
Yeah, I think it was something like that.
Yeah, because buying is a hard move.
Yeah.
Like, that's a hard yes.
No,
like,
that's insane.
I want to own this porn.
Like, I want to see her forever.
I want to see her never get old. Well, I do.
I want to see her, but only when I'm at my friend's grandmother's house. Yeah. I don't have unlimited access to this thing I purchased.
Why does Johnny always want to go to grandma's house? Look, they have a thing. I don't know. Grandma's just watching it. Ew. It's a family affair.
Yeah.
You want to keep this lineage going? Like, marry into the family. That's insane.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Do you remember what it was?
No, I never saw it. I don't think anyone watched it. He just bought it and then...
I wish you drank because I could probably get the real truth out of
you. No, this is the real truth. Yeah. I never saw nothing.
You can't handle the truth.
No, I can't. I could ask.
I saw nothing. They just drill that in your brain and now you think it's the real...
Oh, you think they like inceptioned me or something?
Yeah, yeah. They're like, that's what happened, right, Isaac? And you're like, yeah. And then you're going to stop drinking, and then that's going to be your truth. Wow. Okay. Interesting. Are you still, like, boys with your porn college friends from grandma's house?
Well, those are people from high school, but...
are you still friends with them?
No.
Because of that?
It did drive a wedge between us that can never be fully repaired, I would say.
Once you order porn at grandma's, you can't go back.
Nope, that's it.
I get it.
No, I'm not friends with anybody anymore. Kind of just sit around and contemplate life.
Really? I could kind of see that. That's why I'm questioning it.
I understand
you're sarcastic now.
Well, all my friends... No, that is sarcastic, but like, I don't know. All my friends still...
All
like,
my friends are dead.
They're dead to me. No, yeah. I don't know. They all drink and I don't.
I was gonna say, like, how does that put you in society?
Yeah, I'm kind of
what
an
do
outcast.
You do? Yeah, it's crazy because like it is a good thing and I support it, And, like, good for you. I wish I could, honestly. I'm being
it's really nice what you're doing.
Sincere. Yeah. You're a gosh, you are this nation's backbone, all right?
I'm like a coal miner.
Yeah, sure.
My favorite kind of coal.
Tory coal.
Miner.
Whoa.
What?
There is no underage anything on this podcast. I just want to reiterate that.
No, I'm an adult except drinking
except for the Backyard
Monster.
Boys.
Well, it was family.
Yeah, that doesn't count. Much like that's the family business.
Yes.
Yeah, that's private. You don't have to do. No. Yeah, you don't have to explain yourself.
But you were praising me for my.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just.
But that kind of sucks because you are you not like you really. It is annoying because even with my friends who all still drink and are absolute ratchet hoes, they're like. All they want to do is go do that. And, like, yeah. I'm like, I'll do that, but it gets old, and I'm like, I get tired, and I live in, like, one of the greatest cities in the world, and yeah. I feel like I don't even know it. And I've been here for, like, 9 years.
Do you ever go to a museum?
Yeah.
So there you go. That's pretty good. What else is there to do besides drinking, look at art or something? I don't know.
Just get wasted at MoMA.
Oh, sick.
I don't know. There's a bunch of stuff.
You can see a play.
I just gotta find it.
I don't know.
No, I don't like plays.
You don't like plays?
Okay. No.
Oh, I love plays.
Really?
Yeah.
You're a big play guy? Like Broadway play?
Or? Yeah, I'll go to Broadway. I went to one Broadway play with a couple friends last year.
Yeah?
One with my mom, I think.
A couple friends
that
I paid off.
Well, they asked me to go with them. They asked me to join them.
Wow. Yeah. They're like, oh my gosh, a sober activity. Let's invite Isaac.
Well, one of them's sober too, but it's just three,
oh, good.
Three boys.
You got a pal.
Watching a musical. And
that's not gay at all.
No, we barely kissed. And it was just to fit
guys,
in. It was just peer pressure.
You're playing the Are You Nervous game in the pews. Like,
yeah.
Wow. What'd you watch?
Sweeney Todd.
Oh my gosh. That just makes me think of The Office with Andy.
Yeah, me too. That's why I wanted to see
Sweeney
it.
Todd. He's great.
Yeah, but it's Josh Groban. He has a nice voice.
Oh,
and,
he does. Yeah. He's the one that sings You Raise Me Up, right? So I can.
Yeah, but he was also in The Office.
Oh, yeah, he was in
he
the
was,
acapella group.
Andy's brother,
right?
I think.
Oh, yep.
Yeah?
Yeah, with the Seventh Heaven dad.
Yeah, exactly.
As the father. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember that, Seventh Heaven? Did you watch that? Was that?
I never watched it. It was like I would change the channel. I can't remember what I wanted, but it was on some other channel, and it was always like, all right, I'm not going to watch this crazy show.
Yeah, it was crazy. My mom used to make me watch that and Touched by an Angel.
I didn't realize that you were saying a second show name. I thought you were saying something really bad for a minute. Okay, Touched by an Angel.
I was touched by an angel.
All right. Well, mine was more of a joke. Yours seemed real. But.
Yeah. Could you imagine? I was like, so I was 9 years old, and Tess came over one time. That's a character in Touched by an Angel.
Oh, good. I'm so excited for this.
There was there was a predator that lived next to me growing up.
No way.
Yeah. And I have two sisters. And so us three would be like running outside all the time and playing, not doing what you and your family do, but could have been with this fucking dude next door.
Sounds
and
nice.
He would come out and he would play like try to play hide and seek with us. Yeah. Like crazy shit.
Wait, was he a known predator?
Until he was eventually arrested, and that's when we found out. But, like, he would be like, hey, like, you want to help me take out the garbage, and you can come inside and have a piece of cake? Like,
did you guys go in for
crazy.
The cake?
No, fuck
oh, okay,
that
okay.
shit.
I don't know.
I was like, first of all, hate cake. I
really?
Still do, yeah.
Love cake.
Really?
Oh, I used to eat cake every night. What? I love dessert.
I'm eating keto cereal, and he's just shoveling cake
no,
in
I
his
haven't,
mouth.
I'm not anymore. I'm off the cake, but I used to. I loved
I
cake.
I feel like I'm talking to, like, a fucking, you're like, I don't know, some special specimen that
thank you for,
doesn't put any poison in their body.
No, but I have cake, but I used to have it a lot.
Let them eat cake.
Exactly. I said that to myself every day. Let him eat cake.
I'm not a cake person.
Oh, it's so But
oh,
it saved
gross.
It saved your life.
Yeah, thank
nice.
God.
Yeah.
Maybe I did like cake, and then that made me subliminally
not
like
cake.
Because I was like 7 or 8 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. Remember that? That's a long-term memory. Yeah. That's a core memory.
Yeah, the man that wanted to play hide-and-seek with us.
Yeah, and then we saw him get arrested, and we were looking out the window, and my mom was like, oh, my God, that's fucking Bill. Such a predator name.
Yeah.
Bill.
Oh, that's his real name?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know his last name.
No,
and
no.
That's not. There's so many Bills in this world, but most of them probably predators. And see, he went to jail. He was on the news, all this shit. And then it was like maybe 10 years later. So I'm like high school, about to graduate. Me and my mom were in the grocery store, and we saw him in the grocery store. I guess they like let him out, and he looked like shit.
He's like, peekaboo.
Finally found you. That was the longest game of hide and seek I ever played.
That's wild.
That's dedication is yeah. what that is.
Hey, so he didn't live next door to you after that?
No, no.
That's good.
Old couple moved in.
That's nice. Probably kind of the opposite of what
you wanted. Watched a bunch of porn.
Yeah.
You and your friends came over. It's all coming together.
Hey, I mean, I got nothing to say to that. I maintain my innocence and all the allegations that have been levied against me so far today.
Yeah, we really, we went on a tangent there with some really criminal allegations.
None of it's true.
Yeah, allegedly.
It's all alleged.
Allegedly, none of it's true.
Oh, yeah. It's all true. It all happened.
Yeah, no, it makes sense if you don't think about it.
Exactly. Know? That's how I like to live.
Yeah, me too. Oh, my God. All right. Well, I know you have to leave, so we have 15 seconds. Do you want to plug anything?
You hear that? Silence is golden. Don't forget that, kids.
It's like it's a butt plug.
Do I want to plug anything? I'm on the internet. My name is spelled with one S and two A's. I don't like when people get that wrong.
Isaac.
Yeah.
And then how's your last name spelled?
G-A-R-T-E-N-B-E-R-G. Pretty phonetically, I would say.
Yeah.
I-S-A-A-C. People always do S-S-A-C. Don't like that.
S-S-A-C?
I-S-S-A-C. They're fools.
Isaac.
Yeah.
Isaac. No.
I don't like
any of this.
Yeah.
Change your name.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, now that we got his name down, Isaac, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on a drinking pod, knowing that you're a fucking saint. This is God's first apostle, which doesn't make sense because
they
you're
were Jewish. They were Jewish.
They were?
Yeah.
Okay. I got to read up on my New Testament.
Jesus was Jewish. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So were his fellows.
That'd be fucked up if I did. You ever hear Moses?
Big Jew.
Big Jew guy. All right, I'm going to end it there before I get in trouble with the religious cults.
Cool. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
That was fun.
Everything I say is not serious all the time.